Good afternoon, everyone. John Carter here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair in Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. A well-known poker player from Michigan's Thumb region is heading to prison after admitting to a scheme involving fraud and a staged disappearance. 44-year-old George Jansen was sentenced in federal court to 3 years behind bars after pleading guilty to financial institution fraud. Authorities say the Bay City car dealer fabricated a kidnapping story to cover up mounting financial deception. Jansen was reported missing in December of 2023 and reappeared weeks later in Huron County, claiming he had been abducted and held out of state. Investigators later determined the incident had been staged. Prosecutors say the scheme led to roughly $3.2 million in losses for banks and individuals. In addition to his prison term, Jansen has been ordered to repay about $900,000 in restitution. And in Sanford, Michigan, a major step forward in restoring Mid-Michigan's dam system is now underway. The Four Lakes Task Force has begun refilling Sanford Lake after completing work to bring the Sanford Dam back into operation. Water levels are already rising and are expected to reach more than halfway to normal levels as the region heads toward the summer recreation season. The lake has been down since the Edenville Dam failure in May of 2020, when flooding overwhelmed downstream infrastructure, including the Sanford Dam. Almost 6 years later, residents are starting to see a glimpse of hope. Officials say recent rainfall has helped accelerate the refill process. State agencies, including the Michigan Department of Natural Resources and the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, approved maintaining higher water levels due to those conditions. If progress continues as planned, Sanford Lake could return to full levels by mid-May, just ahead of Memorial Day weekend. Work continues on the remaining dams in the system. Smallwood Lake may begin refilling late this summer, while Second Lake could follow later in the year, with full restoration expected by next spring. The Edenville Dam project remains on track for completion next year, with Wixom Lake projected to return in 2028. Leaders say the restoration effort impacts roughly 8,000 properties across Midland and Gladwin counties. While there is growing optimism as progress continues, funding for long-term operations and concerns over costly property assessments remain ongoing issues. For now, officials say the rising water at Sanford Lake marks a significant milestone in a years-long recovery effort. When we come back after this Bresky's Builder's sponsor message, we'll continue with our local news.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, residents and farmers across the Thumb are being urged to stay alert today as flood warnings remain in effect following several rounds of heavy rainfall. Low-lying areas, especially near rivers, drainage ditches, and farmland, are expecting rising water levels that could continue through Friday. For the region's agricultural community, the timing couldn't be more challenging. Early season field work is already underway, and saturated soil conditions are making it difficult, if not impossible, for farmers to get equipment into their fields. Standing water may delay planting schedules and could impact crop yields if conditions persist. Local officials are also warning that excess water can lead to soil erosion and nutrient runoff, which not only affects the season's crops, but may have long-term consequences for field health. Residents in rural areas are advised to monitor nearby waterways closely and avoid driving through flooded roads. Even shallow water can conceal damage or washout, creating dangerous conditions. Emergency management teams are keeping a close eye on the situation and encourage everyone to stay tuned to local updates and weather alerts. Sandbagging resources may be made available if conditions worsen. In the meantime, farmers are being encouraged to document any flood-related damage for potential state or federal assistance programs. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair in Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.